I got to get your reaction to this story we've been asking people about today, where they are banning footballs, volleyballs, baseballs, basketballs from the playground because kids could get hurt or parents could get hurt. And I just find that increasingly there's this mentality like we have to eliminate any possible risk, even if it means you're not actually doing anything.
Sure. Let's beat any sense of adversity and dealing with adversity out of people in their lives, so therefore they never have the skills to deal with bad things that may happen to them. I remember, Mark, when my boys were younger, and they would smack their heads into the side of walls, and they would fall on the ground playing soccer. They'd hit and they'd skin their knees, and they'd come and they'd be crying a little bit. And I remember telling them, just pick yourself up and get back in there. And now when they get injured or if they get hurt, it's just part of stuff, part of life, and they get on with it and they just move on. What are we trying to do by protecting children from playing with a ball? I mean, it just strikes me as being over the top in terms of protecting your kids from dealing with the normal everyday issues that they must deal with in their lives. It's not just the fact that you're stopping them from or trying to protect them from injury playing with a ball. You are eliminating an opportunity for them to deal with adversity. Even if it's a small injury, you learn from the experience, and you're taking this stuff away from children.
And you're taking away the benefits of the exercise as well,
as though
there's no risk involved with that, of having kids not play sports.
Well, you're that's exactly it. You're creating now an environment that reduces their exposure to experimenting with different sports, finding out what they want to do, and just also how. You know, Mark, when kids are playing, they create rules. They create a whole structure when they're playing a game. You're taking that stuff away from them. You're also removing the intellectual aspect of playing a sport.
Wanted to also ask you about the other big story in the news this morning, the fact that four former patients of the Ottawa Clinic that Ottawa Public Health drew everyone's attention to have tested positive for hepatitis C. Now, they released the odds at the time when they sent out these letters saying there was an infinitesimal chance that
Correct.
People would be infected because of equipment that hadn't been cleaned properly. Now some people are going to say, well, hey, here's four people who have tested positive. But the bottom line is we don't know why they have hepatitis C, and it is possible they got it somewhere else.
Well, this is the classic, I love using this term because it's exactly what we see over and over again. It's called post hoc ergo propter hoc. That Latin term represents a logical fallacy, and it simply means because of this, therefore this. In this case, the fact that these unfortunate individuals developed hepatitis C or found to have hepatitis C does not imply that it was because of the equipment. The burden of proof is to demonstrate that there was, in fact, hepatitis C on the equipment to begin with. The rates, as you mentioned, are infinitesimal, one in millions. In fact, I think public health said it was 1 in 3 billion. So to have 4 out of 3,000 with hepatitis C would sort of really be out of the range of what the odds would be. Secondly, if they contracted hepatitis C, it's much easier if the equipment was contaminated. It's much easier, in fact, thousands of times more so, much more likely to contract hepatitis B. Now, some may have been vaccinated for hepatitis B, some may not have been, but the fact remains that you would be expecting more hepatitis B infections than hepatitis C. So we have to ask the question why we're not seeing that. Is it truly then the equipment that did it? It might have been, but the point is that we can't make that association. Just because we have four people that have had hepatitis C, I can make the argument, and I'm not being flippant or minimizing what the situation is, I'm just trying to demonstrate how this can happen in any situation, is say we have hundreds of or thousands of people taking the bus every day, and you have some people who have hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and you get some of the virus on the surfaces of the buses. You could say that if we do testing, blanket testing of all people who used the bus every day, we're likely to find people who have had hepatitis C. Are we then going to say that it's everybody that's taken the bus or because they took the bus had hepatitis C if there happened to be some contamination on the buses, which there are from time to time. I mean, people get sick and they do transmit infections. Sure. So you can't say that. You don't have the evidence for that. All you can say is that we've tested these people. They were in this particular situation for which we are unclear of the fact that they had hepatitis C on the equipment or that they were exposed. And that's all you can say. You can't make that link. And this type of reporting where they sensationalize stuff is not the way to present scientific information, or at least in terms of disease transmission, how you link disease. It's really, frankly, irresponsible from my point of view.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.